Welcome to Xeno Attribute, a Primary Attribute Industries subsidiary, by which I mean spinoff. My name is Wit, and I will be the Game Master for this story, or have been the Game Master for this story, I guess, using Mothership by Tuesday Night Games. I use he, him pronouns.
Hi there, my name's Adam. In this series, I play as Paul. See a boy. Paul and I both use he, him pronouns, especially Paul. And, you know, he didn't need that job anyway.
My name's Ian. I use they, them pronouns. And I play Dr. Lachlan Ray. He uses he, him pronouns and is the, you know, chief medical officer of the ship. And also currently really hoping that this is the type of discovery that goes down in the history books. Because otherwise, he is fucked.
My name is Kells. I use mostly he, him pronouns. I play as Oz, who also uses mostly he, him pronouns, different mostly. And yeah, Oz is, it's been a surreal day for him. He made a bunch of science suggestions and everyone with science degrees went, yeah, that seems reasonable. And that's never happened to him before. So just, you know, waiting for another shoe to drop, honestly.
He got laughed out of science club as a child and has been traumatized ever since.
They don't have science club at the school he went to.
Oh, boy. Anyway, I'm Moss. I use they, them pronouns. I play Demir, who uses any and all pronouns. Demir is our friendly neighborhood android psychologist. And Demir is... frankly, a little sad that we didn't get to blow anyone up.
There's still time.
Yeah. I say that to myself every day.
Turns out we've been playing this game with a defector the whole time.
It was HR all along.
Always is.
Yeah. You tell me one time that hasn't been the case. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. So, here we are at the finale of our little adventure, and, Kells, would you like to tell us what happened in the story so far? Although, if someone's just joining us now, yeah.
Maybe go back.
That's a choice.
Go back.
Yeah. It's going to be weird. But yeah.
It's going to be weird anyway.
So we have successfully redirected the planetoid by turning its nuclear power reactor into a nuclear thrust generator and have sent it hurtling back towards useful space.
Nuclear thrust generator is Paul's name at the club.
Oh, God. Thank you. I was dying.
All right. Words to never say again. Thrust. Got it. So we did all that. And then 36 hours later, we are on the Martell. We are following it back into useful space. The Yormagander has been spotted in the area. They've been kind of creeping around some asteroid fields hiding, and they have popped back out, but they are kind of stealthy, so we don't know exactly where they are. We discuss how we're going to stop the planetoid once it gets where we need it to be, and settle on using just another big explosion in front of it this time to kind of neutralize its forward momentum. Because our other options are attach a tow rope to our ship, which would probably work, but is going to really, really do bad stuff to our ship. It's not for that. Uh-uh. Or as a last resort, trying to crash the planetoid into some other celestial body, which, again, that's an expensive choice. That's not going to come out clean. So we're going with the bomb plan. And then as a last resort, we can try to shoot tow ropes if we get to that point. It takes us a long time to do the calculations for how to set up the bombs, so we kind of are ready to do that right at the last moment when that is viable to do. But knowing that Yormagander is out there, our plan is to actually shoot a decoy bomb first, because our thought is they're going to fuck with our bomb. They're going to try to take it out or shoot at it or make it explode wrong. So once we do that, and then they'll respond to our decoy, they will presumably have used up whatever they're going to use up, and then we can shoot our real bomb unperturbed. So with that in mind, we shove out the fake bomb from the airlock, and Yormagander immediately hails us on comms, which is not what we were expecting. They have a representative who's using a voice distortion filter and a face obscuring veil, which I have noted as looking cheap and stupid. And they demand that we do not detonate the bomb, that we allow the asteroid to continue its course, and that our mining efforts will destroy the local ecology. We are concerned that if we allow the asteroid to continue its course, it will fall into the sun because of how gravity works. And they insist that, no, that is in fact not the case. We check to you know, verify, and it is headed past the sun. It is not getting drawn into the gravity well. It's doing its own thing. At this point, we have a discussion about trying to study why that's happening and whether that is monetizable, because we work for a company, and that's maybe the most important thing to them is, can we make money off of it? Meanwhile, during this discussion, Ray creeps down is what I have to check out the egg in the stasis case. This is the little thing that he found in the lab that would have fit in the sockets of the inside out golf ball room. And it is, this egg thing is vibrating and angry. It's making a lot of sinus pressure and prompts a sanity save. So Ray puts that into a bio exam pod to just kind of coordinate off. Quarantine it for a little bit, and asks Oz for help. Oz goes down. The two of them look at the egg and discuss it a bit. Oz has a suggestion to, I'm sorry, I'm reading too detailed into my notes here. But between the two of them, they determine that the egg, and indeed the planetoid in general, is vibrating. And as it got further from the sun, it vibrated in more of a long range frequency that was less noticeable to humans, but potentially has a longer useful transmission length. And as we got closer to the sun, it became more higher frequency vibration that was much more noticeable and bothersome to humans. There's discussion about whether or not it is psychic. In retrospect, I'm not clear on where that came from.
You just didn't hear it whisper to you.
Yeah, that's fair. If it is psychic, that lines up more with the long frequency vibrations than the short ones. So we go back to the bridge without the information for the captain, and Demir, using their linguistic skill, determines that the vibrational song that's being outputted is like a whale song. And the other big planetoid chunks, when we check them from this one planetoid that had been broken up, are also vibrating, but they're not really as active. They're just barely active on those long-range frequencies and not at all in the short ones. But it harmonizes occasionally, and our conclusion then is that this planetoid is, in fact, alive. It's some kind of gigantic space creature, perhaps like a space salmon. And the other planetoids that hum are kind of immature, but this one has hit its developmental stage where it's ready to go out into space and seek others of its kind or migrate or something. And we figure out the reason that this is financially valuable to our employers is because it's really expensive for them to set up mining installations. And if you do that on a planetoid that's going to vamoose, that's very expensive. You're going to lose your whole investment there. So if we can learn to recognize them before they start doing that, we can avoid that sort of unnecessary loss. So we pitch that to the captain. She agrees. We all recognize that this probably means we're not getting an immediate bonus, but you know, maybe this will be valuable in the long run. And that is, I believe, where we are.
Yes. So yes. You all are going to escort the Jormungandr. Well, you and the Jormungandr are going to escort the planetoid out.
Right.
And then they are going to leave. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to face the music, whatever that means.
And I believe we are escorting it out the opposite direction from where our competitors...
Correct.
Yeah, Tricont, so they weren't able to catch up.
We're Tricont.
You're Tricont.
They are Hypodyne.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they tried to launch their ship, but it was so far away.
Sure.
No chance.
Cool. Yeah, so we're not having to escort our space baby right past them and all their guns.
Correct. It had been previously going more close to their station. The captain keeps the comms, sends out some messages to the station, to your friendly station, and then just pretty much keeps the comms closed because there's a lot of yelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You eventually get to the edge of the system, and the planetoid is now past the point of no return. There's really no way to no amount of explosives or tow cables or whatever are going to turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
With that, the sort of angular portion of the body that kind of comes down and that you thought was like the craggy interior of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
It slowly unfolds.
Uh-oh.
And kind of flattens out.
Uh-oh.
And you have no idea what kind of tectonics or muscles or whatever would be required to move city size lengths of planet. But
Demir is making sure that everything is just recording all of this. Yep. Every single sensor functional is. And not like, oh no, they just all blanked out for this moment.
It's all blurry. Nope. Weird. No, it's fine. No. You get good. I mean, you have, shitty CRT monitors, but you're getting the best that you can.
Yeah.
There's no, this isn't going to be some mystery. Like this is pretty.
I am not going back in to get my processors like redone.
Nah, you might anyway. We'll see what happens. So the planetoid unfolds, it kind of flattens out. You see that their legs is the wrong word, but there's like
fins, tendrils.
It Sylvia. Looks like it could grasp if it needed to. But you have no idea what the purpose of it is. It looks kind of like a bug that mimics bark.
Ooh.
Ultimately, an insect that those bark beetle stink bug things
with the really wide carapace and
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Texture,
a lot of texture.
Cool.
Griebling.
God, I love a good Griebel.
I could go for a Griebel.
Does anyone else want a Griebel? I'm going to go out and get some Griebel. Anyone?
I could get
light fjording. Okay.
So with that, it drifts off into space and you aren't sure what it's doing something. It's going real slow, though. So you don't know, you have no idea what it's up to.
We're following along though, right?
Yeah, but now it's empty space and...
We're following along as it does something on a geologic timescale, but...
Can
we radio ahead to other settlements out in the direction that it's going, just to be like, hey, by the way, there's a big thing coming through, keep an eye out, this is a science opportunity. Get your best Pokemon Snap people on it, and
We should have put a sensor or a radio on the planet itself.
That would have been
fuck.
Cool.
I mean, we can still catch up to it.
We can still do that. That's no problem at all. Here's the thing. You very quickly. I'm not even gonna make you roll for this. You can tell it starts. Well, here's how you can tell. It starts dropping those pearls.
Oh, yuck.
Not many of them.
Egg babe.
Just a few of them, because for some reason largely empty. But it starts just dropping those as it goes out. And you also, from the biosensors on the ship, can tell it is it's not doing good anymore. It's too far away from the sun. The ecosystem on it has pretty much died. The planetoid is. It's on its last legs.
Does Jormungandr have anything to say about this? They were pretty emphatic about not ruining the ecology. It may have gone and ruined itself. So,
well, for all we know, this is
the life cycle. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I'm just curious what their priorities are.
I mean, it is very salmon-like.
Mm-hmm. If you ping them, that is exactly the case. They say, well, if it had not been allowed to leave the system, it wouldn't have spawned.
Can we steal an egg? Right. Do we already have an egg? We already have
an egg.
Right.
Yeah.
We have an egg.
You could grab some more.
We could make a really weird omelet.
I'm not sure we want it on the ship if it should hatch.
We have sample containers that stasis it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our current
make a really weird omelet.
So the planetoid drifts off. The eggs scatter, and Jormungandr turns around and fucks off, just as you asked them to.
I don't know that I feel better about this outcome than the alternative, but I guess here we are.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting it to remain alive.
We essentially helped an animal give birth in the wild. You should feel great about it. Didn't you always want to be a veterinarian?
Also, if we want to be grim about it, this does mean that the planetoid is now inert and presumably could have its various metals taken out of it.
Well, here we go.
Yes, true. It is
so far well away from
out
everything.
Of the gravity well, and
if only we had interstellar spaceships of some variety.
Yes.
I'm saying it's not expensive to get people back there and move the material off.
Yeah,
often.
But you're not going to have a star for solar cells. You're not going to have...
There has to be asteroid mining out in the world.
Let's drop a radio on it, just like,
yeah,
hey, like, this used
sure?
to...
Sure, you did. Yeah, you said you did that already, so yeah.
Excellent. More,
we can at least sell it as
sure.
This stuff is now available, and we didn't accidentally kill a giant space creature.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, we didn't
yes,
we didn't accidentally commit any war crimes. Any war crimes we committed were on purpose.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm getting why we have disadvantage on fear checks around Demir.
Now I'm getting why this role is actually really perfect for me, Moss, to play, because y'all have
great.
Played with me before.
you're doing great, buddy.
Sorry to your folly.
they're gone, and you all are left to return to the station, I suppose, or just leave.
Should we let's turn on comms and see what's going on the station and what they have to say to us?
Sure.
Let that inform our choice.
Sure.
Let's send all of our scientific detail to the station also, so and only talk to the science people. They can explain it.
Station Administrator Pei is displeased, though has calmed down now in the, you know, 36 hours since, or whatever, since you, day and a half since you did this.
They saw all that shit happen.
Yeah. So, well, that's gone now. I guess we need to readjust our priorities here. Can you please bring us our supplies and pick up the payload and bring us our people back?
Oh, yeah, we can unkidnap all these miners.
Yes, thank you.
We're keeping them.
Well, I'm going to be sending my report.
Yeah,
and it's not going to be good. And you want to be prepared for that. And I don't have much else to say.
Oh, man, they're really pissed.
Yeah. Remind me about this payload we're supposed to pick up.
Just the stuff they'd mined so far.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We can basically go back to doing our original job.
Yes.
I mean, okay, obviously we have to unkidnap the miners.
Yes. You already dropped your supplies for them close to them. They would like for you to do the final task of dragging it over to the station now that there's no longer missiles pointed at you.
Could they do that on their own if they had to?
They could.
I think things will look better for us if we do our core mission.
Yeah.
Captain wants to finish the core mission unless you have a real good reason not
all
to.
All right, okay.
Oz just doesn't want to look them in the eye.
What's your hesitation there?
Well, it sounds like we're going to be in big trouble.
Well, yeah.
I don't like to be in trouble.
But that's when you get back to Earth.
Man.
And it will look better if we...
We could just...
The report will be better if we go, but we did, like, complete the mission. It's just that some other shit happened.
I'm going to say, we completed all our given objectives.
Well, I mean...
And we failed to handle this emergency, but also that wasn't our job.
Exactly.
Is this a situation where it's like, hey, come finish your job and then go directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Or is it like a, you know, slap on the wrist, go back to doing your job thing?
That's a hard question, and that depends on how well they like the idea of this is going to save us money in the long run.
Well, and I'm sure corporate will want someone to blame this on, and...
Well, okay, so what if we just do a completely different thing? We've got all of these, we've got access to all these eggs and the remains
I'm
of that
so
thing.
I'm so afraid of where you're going with this.
Well, is it completely inconceivable that we just start a farm?
Yep.
Oh boy.
Okay.
All right. We don't have the equipment.
I think actually,
or expertise.
I think what we should do is we should like just literally do not do the report like, oh, we're so sorry. Listen, we were given a very specific idea of what we were expecting. We were not given a very specific idea that like, hey, the thing that you're mining, that these people are mining is actually a space alien egg. That was completely not in the mission brief. We were not told that there were eco-terrorists in the area. We open strong. We open aggressive. We have a bunch of CCBCC reply all emails coming back into the system. Like, yeah, we did some stuff, but it was because like the thing that they told us was happening was not actually what was happening. Like, this is on them. This is on their information gathering department.
That's not how it's going to work, though. Like,
yeah, that's great. And in a rational
place. This is how I write emails.
In Aaron Brockovich in space. I love where your head's at. But
thank you. Yeah, okay.
I think corporate, we've just cost them bazillions of dollars. They're going to want someone to blame that on. They're going to want a finger to point. It's going to be really easy to
department.
No, they're going to scapegoat us because they're going to say, oh, it doesn't matter what you didn't know. You were supposed to do your fucking job. We didn't ask you to respond to weird stuff. We asked you to do this one specific job and you went off script.
Administrator Pei asked us to do an emergency.
You're also expected to handle situations like that. Like vagary in your assignment is part of the assignment.
Yeah.
It's why you have a railgun on your ship.
Let's email all of our stuff to the Lise.
Do you got their contact info?
I'm taking this up the line as far as I'm allowed to go up the line.
My concern is that we're going to bring it back and they're going to be like, great, thank you so much. By the way, here are your handcuffs. And I don't want to do that. And if we're going to do that anyway, let's just drop off the miners and leave. If we're going to be criminals, let's be criminals who have not caught ourselves for them.
Huh.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I think the station has a vested interest in us taking the payload back, and they can't that if they arrest all of us. So,
yeah, but we're going
to... Well, the station's not going to arrest you. It's going to be when you get back to Earth, if you get arrested.
And if we really want to, we can just yeet our payload container into the...
Yeah.
You know, dump it near the cargo dock and ditch.
The other thing, too, is that, like, none of our bullshit is Captain Chaz's fault. None of it is Dr. Parada's fault. Like, I don't feel good about like Shanghaiing them into our escape.
Right, which is why we should probably.
Oh, well, the whole thing was the captain wanted you all to agree to what was going to be done here at the end so that you'd all face the music together. There's no in the corporate world, you're going to face the music together and you're going to You basically have two options here, kind of. You have a lot more than that, but it comes down to two things. You can either basically become freelance space pirates now and steal the ship and run off into
salmon
uncharted
farm.
Space.
Freelance space scientists.
Right.
Okay, I'm getting swayed by the freelance space scientist argument.
I'm enrolling in a correspondence course as we speak.
Well, you're gonna be very, very much wanted people if that happens.
Right.
If you go back,
yeah,
you're going to be in trouble and you may be arrested, but like, what are they going to do? Like, what's arresting you going to do?
Yeah. Oh no, like, you're not going to get your money back.
Yeah. So most likely they're probably just going to fire you and.
Okay. I'm comfortable with being fired.
You're going to be fired with prejudice.
They're going to re-educate me.
I could be.
They're probably going to re-educate Demir.
Demir, do you want us to like
fun.
Pretend to irreparably break you or something?
Yeah, I was going to say, what if Demir, quote unquote, got damaged on the planetoid and is no longer operational?
Surplus.
Demir hearing this just like rips off an arm and goes, you can use this as proof.
Exactly.
Or, I mean, we could... If we have a processor that, or, you know, a core, whatever we use in this setting that looks like yours, we could, you know, go at one with a hammer and then swap yours out right before we get there.
Copy you onto a thumb drive.
Yeah, because despite all the shit that I suggested, I didn't actually do any bad shit.
How long do we have between when we leave here and when we arrive back at headquarters?
About 14 months.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we got time.
And I know we're in Jump Space for a lot of that, and we probably aren't.
You are not that. In Jump Space. So we I did say that wrong last time. We did agree that this world does not have fast and light travel. That's why it takes so long.
Okay. So we were just in stasis
For sleepy time. For
sleepy time.
Yeah.
Life extension.
So you don't age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to spend a year and a bit real bored.
So it might
be
worth
just me.
It might be worth staggering on the way back. Who goes into hypersleep so we can
keep eyes on the situation?
Write up as detailed a report as we can to show here's all of the benefits and here's all of the research. And by the way, I did submit this to fucking Nature. It's going to get published, so people are going to know what we found.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, and we have to take this to news people. Thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the other idea.
That was why I wanted to email the Lise, but this is better.
I think also what we could do is we could, there's got to be some sort of Lise embassy setup thing.
Yes.
I mean, it might not be used very often.
Yeah.
But if we can be hey, Lise, we found your thing and we did our best to preserve this thing you clearly made a monument to.
Yeah.
I imagine the psychic space aliens putting some diplomatic weight behind that decision might tilt the scales a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. These are all valid things.
Maybe not just delete me. That's what I'm focused on right here. Mm-hmm. The whole plan, whatever.
Can Demir take a correspondence course in law and then prove that they're a human? Or prove that,
incredible.
You know, non-human incredible person, whatever the legal term is, and get full rights by the time we get back.
Probably not, no. But what the idea of claiming that Demir is damaged is
better.
Is valid. And a good way to do that actually would not be so much a physical damage, because physical damage can be.
Yeah, you just swap parts.
Yeah, swap parts. The best way to do it would be to show that Demir's logic and judgment has been compromised.
This
is already rude.
Trash compactored.
No, it's going to get surplus parts. Sold for surplus. So you all could potentially buy Demir and
cool. Yeah. Weird flavor on our relationship there.
Hey, Oz, want a roommate?
We talked to my other roommate, but
wait, who's your other roommate?
I have a roommate. You don't know my whole life.
I love the rich additional world.
This is canon. Oz has had a roommate since day one. It's in his backstory.
Amazing.
They had an argument. That's why he was like, fuck it, I'm going to quit my parking attendant job and go back to doing space guns.
I forgot about that.
His collage supplies. This is written down. I'm not joking.
This is a real Haunting of Hill House Theo experience.
I had a deep backstory for this boy that never came up, but it's fine. I didn't expect it to.
Yeah,
I was very sad. I tried to call Demir's son once or twice to see if I could trigger
an offhand
comment.
I noticed you do that once, but the moment had passed by the time that it had registered in my brain. But because Oz had a thing about if you try to call me son, I'm just going to turn around and call you daddy. So
I thought you were going to respond with mommy to it.
One or the other, whichever would have been more annoying to the person doing it, was the plan.
Excellent. Anyway.
Anyway.
Okay, so if you do claim that Demir is damaged, you highlight the contradictory and mild insurrection.
So we can note that Demir has been advocating for just
murder, a lot of murder,
at every turn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, sorry, I thought this was about preserving me as a person. And now you just want to end me as a person.
No.
The point is argue that you're useless as a person.
Yeah.
So you can't.
That advocates for murder.
Obviously,
if you're broken, then you get to go free.
Yeah, the right kind of broken, so you don't just get replaced.
You're no longer three laws compliant.
And obviously, when we were commissioned with you, this whole, you had your murder dial just turned up too high in the factory settings. Mm-hmm. That's not your fault.
Yeah. Exactly.
We don't even know why it's a hardware dial, but here we are.
Yeah, why is that even in there?
Well, meat people get a hardware kill dial. Why shouldn't I get one?
I don't think that we do. Do we?
Yeah.
People murder. It's not a hardware dial.
I mean, if anybody's found it before.
You gotta meet.
It's not something in your brain you can twist at the right angle to turn that right off.
Like, okay, we're about to have a very in-depth conversation about nature versus nurture, free will versus... Okay.
I like the idea that Demir just has a gross misconception of what nipples are for.
That's fun.
I mean, yeah, if you turn that too far to the right, you're definitely gonna get murdered. That's...
Oh, shit. This makes some things about my top surgery extremely funny. Okay.
Well, okay. It sounds like our actual best course of action twin, is to evil do twin our job. Situation? Sorry?
Is it good twin, evil twin situation?
My top surgeon rotated my nipple piercing 90 degrees.
Oh. Huh.
Can we say nipple on the podcast? We should yes. say Too nipple late. On the podcast. Good.
We can't. It's going to be a very weird conversation with the keyword bleeped out.
I was just going to make like a loud noise right after if you wanted to just edit out. So
nope.
I feel like that's, I don't know.
Good.
Okay. I can say nipple on the podcast. That's totally fine. We've said far worse.
Good, because we've said nipple now 5 times.
And we said worm grease on this podcast. So, you know, like it's all up
forgot there. About the worm grease.
Oh, we love a good worm grease.
Do we? Who's we?
Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like our most viable option is to do our job and not cut and run.
Although, fuck, being space pirates.
Yeah, well, we can do that after we get fired. Let's get fired and then not be criminals and then become freelance space scientists.
Yes.
Freelance space scientists who at least they own a favor to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe. I don't know.
If that's how that works.
What a wild It'd backstory. Cool. I'm here for it. Let's do it.
Okay. So, what we'll do now is we will go to a more, you tell me what you're doing and less discussion and more just
narration.
What is your next steps?
Yeah. Okay.
You're going to bring them their stuff that you dumped.
Right.
You're going to take the mining cargo that they have prepared for you.
Yep. There's stuff that we dumped has been in the air for like 2 weeks now, I think. They haven't done anything about it?
No. Actually, that's a good question. Well, no, because they were worried about the Jormungandr.
All right.
Although once you all started flying together with the Jormungandr, they could have... You know what? That's a very good point.
Is their shuttle capable of safely moving the amount of it mass is. We would have had? Okay.
It is.
It would probably have to make multiple trips, but...
We still need to give them back their...
We have to give
regardless.
Them back their people.
You have to give them back their people, and you ideally should take the cargo back
that,
to Earth.
That would be nice of us, yeah.
Yes. So, you all do that?
Yes.
I'm not going to make you roll or anything. It goes very well, very smoothly.
We armed Demir during the cargo transfer, because clearly at this point, he would have compunction about shooting someone who was going to shoot us.
I'm very helpful.
I don't know that I'm comfortable with Demir armed, but so be it.
Demir's been armed previously.
That's true.
And this wouldn't be like a Demir standing out in front with a gun being threatening. It would just be...
Technically, every part of my body is a weapon.
I don't actually arm Demir. Oz talks me out of it.
Especially if you want to club somebody with a loose arm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You head back, you do the transfer, it goes very well. Again, the miners who are on your ship, you saved them, so they are happy with you all for the most part. The others are all pissed.
And we
get
why they would be upset about not, like, it's fine. I understand.
They did do, like, 5 years of work that just disappeared into space.
It was gonna do that regardless, is the thing.
Yes, that's true. But you didn't help enough to make it not happen. It's fine. We aren't going to argue this because it's an in-game argument and not...
Yeah. Out of curiosity, would Chief Goaty have a, but fuck yeah, it was aliens moment?
Oh, yeah. This whole time he's been like, yep, I was right. I was totally right.
I imagine he's thrilled.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I told you all, every single one of you...
Now who's crazy? Look who's crazy now. Yep. Oh boy.
Exactly. transfer goes well, and you all are able to depart. They don't give you much opportunity for R&R on the station.
Sure.
Fair.
So that sucks, but back into the tanks, I guess.
Quick, one of us steal all their like coffee and sugar package just out of spite.
Okay, Adam, I need a navigation roll from you, which I believe will be smarts plus ship specialization, vehicle specialization.
Well, I rolled and a you can 35. Do, I think I'm going to be fine.
That's pretty good. I was going to say you can have advantage on it, too, because you have time and you have everyone helping you and the computer and whatnot.
Okay, so we said that was... Ooh, I get it on intellect 35. Alone on that one.
Yeah, so you can roll again and see if you get doubles. Because if you get doubles, that's a...
36.
Okay.
Oh. Well, no.
All right. You did good, though, and you have... the route home, and you're pretty sure you're not going to hit anything.
Hooray. Then we hit another space fish.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, Demir's awake, so Demir can deal with any.
Hit a space fish if I want to.
I was planning on also being awake at least for a while for report writing and.
Oh, yes.
Diplomatic request purposes.
That's days and weeks, not years.
It's
not
a really a good report.
Yeah.
There's a lot of procrastinating happening.
Write a fucking book on it by the time I get back, and the pop science version of the book.
Yeah, you have like a dissertation just fully figured out.
Honestly?
Are you trying to stay awake for more than, say, a month?
Not if I'm going to run out of food.
No, you will not run out of food.
Do I start going crazy?
Yeah, that's that. There's going to be some rules on that part.
Okay, if I know that's a thing, then I will try to cram everything into a month and then have, you know, Demir watch our email inbox from the Lycée.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be fun if we get all the way back and everything's fine and we're like, okay, time to restart our lives. And just Ray has gone completely like berserker.
No, just recreated the entire Sistine Chapel on every surface of the ship, but to scale. So,
like... Oh, good.
Oh, boy.
So
just pour back.
All just salmon. Just salmon all Sistine salmon. Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
Just salmon. Spark of life.
It is gorgeous. Oh, yeah, he did and immediately get pretty... sandblasted off upon our return.
He did get pretty, like, psychicked, huh?
A little bit. So remember, you only have a very limited bit of interstellar communication. Mm-hmm. Basically, you can send a tweet, and you can get a tweet back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You could do a lot of tweets, but again, it's like it's going to be like a day between each.
Do we have some sort of, albeit very slow, data transfer? Because I know, like, with ham radios, you can. It's just a, like, bits per minute kind of thing.
Oh, this is pre-photo Twitter. It's 140 characters.
This is text only. Absolutely no data. No images.
Well, I mean, I'm talking, like, plain text dissertation shit.
Oh, no. Again, you can send 240 characters-ish.
ASCII pictures still take, like, 8 texts.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which would be like a week.
Well, it's a week to respond. Is it a week to transmit?
Yes.
Okay. The capacitor has to recharge.
Yes. You can send basically a tweet and get a tweet back.
How far out from, I presume, Earth can we be before we start getting better radio signals?
Weeks.
Okay.
Out. But like... in known space, like somebody could come meet you.
Oh, for sure. Like, it's just more, yeah. If we want to start talking to the Lycée, we can start before you have it's to 5 minutes before we land.
You have to be in the Earth system.
Yeah.
It helps.
In order to, yeah.
Okay. So okay. We save up all our transmissions for Demir to start sending once we are there.
Sure. For the Lycée part, you kind of have to word this as a single message that you're going to have to send now, because they're going to have to talk about it. It's going to take time.
Oh boy.
Slow process, and it's not like you can just info dump on them day out and then expect them to help you.
Okay, so Telegram, it's kind of like a, it's kind of like Telegram we send.
Yeah, it's a Hail Mary shot right now.
Did we get any? I mean, we have video footage of all of the murals and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. But we can't send video.
We
can't.
Send video. We can't. But we can try to pull whatever the most important word is out of that inscription.
So
if there's a word for magic space salmon, we can lead with that.
get somebody with linguistics on the case.
Yes, I will say you that's a good idea. You can do that. Yes.
Yeah.
Again, there's also no convincing skills here. So you just tell me what you're going to say, and that's you are good. I promise. You're overthinking it.
So I guess probably something along the lines of, you know, space salmon preserve at great personal legal cost. Please help. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's good. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly. And then also like with coordinates or whatever, but I honestly just assume that's a part of the message text.
Yeah, space salmon like coordinates preserve at great legal cost.
That sounds great. Perfect. Sent off.
XOXO.
You get a reply eventually. It actually takes longer. They had to think about it and decide what they want, how they wanted to reply. Is this a trick? Is this a somebody pranking them?
Yeah, they're like, is this they didn't give us humor? A read receipt on this, right?
What a highly specific prank.
So eventually you do get a reply a couple days into your transit back, and it says it's a little inscrutable, but it basically acknowledged peace be with you.
It's like, great,
hopefully
thanks.
That's a good thing.
Yep. You don't know them. You haven't really encountered them. So
an
acknowledgement
don't know, like,
is the
lives.
Closest that you can get. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now we have the copy of the message we can hand over to legal here. So they don't go like, oh, let's just like bury it and kill everyone. I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you write your report and then sleepy time.
Yeah, I write my report, write my academic paper, do all that, give it to Demir to dump to scientific journals and or news as they see fit once we're in transmission range to do that. And, you know, bundle up all
it.
The video.
I think you used too many commas.
Moss, how could you personally attack me, Ian, the player?
Because I know how every writer is.
Amazing how you put four commas in that sentence, Ian.
They're all grammatically correct commas. There's just too many of them.
Every person who writes is not sure about how to use commas.
I'm sure. Liberally.
Yeah.
All right.
Just spray and pray.
Oh, boy.
And you look at the AP style guide and go, I still don't understand your standards.
Well, that one's wrong.
I'm reading them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, to sleep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Time passes.
A chance to dream.
Mm-hmm. Nope. The whole point is you don't dream.
I mean, electric sheep now and then.
Yeah. Time passes a year or so, and mm-hmm. you return to Earth.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yay. Welcome back.
We figure out how to. We also finished Demir's argument of Demir should be surplus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
don't kill this one, but
you arrive back. You wake up, slow process, shower, eat, mm-hmm. come back awake. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a lot of this has been communicated ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
The reports are all being fired out by Demir right now, anyway. So there's a lot of processing going on. There's a lot of conversations. Nobody is as angry as you would have, like, feared.
Phew.
Hooray.
It's
don't have to
very,
be pirates.
It's very much the quiet kind of anger, though. So.
Well, okay.
They're not upset, they're just disappointed.
Yeah.
This is essentially the conversation that I had with my parents when I didn't get all A's on my report card and I got one B-. Okay.
Probably worse than that, I would say.
Worse than that. A lot worse than that.
Because I had a panic attack on the way home.
The very first sign that things are not good is you each get forwarded a copy of your bank statements.
That's a weird opening. I don't love that.
Yeah. Depending on your rank and shares and, you know, time in service, you all are owing different amounts.
Oh.
The newest ones of you owe somewhere in the range of 10 billion credits.
But they're charging us for this baseline.
The captain owes nearly 100 billion credits.
Fuck. fuck this. Let's be space pirates.
These are obviously fake numbers, just right. meant to scare and intimidate you, because that's paper money. That's not that, like,
they'll sell for far less once we actually negotiate it with lawyers or whatever.
I just mean, like, if you work real hard for the rest of your life, again, you might be a millionaire in credits. Okay. So,
it's all meaningless because it's all too expensive.
A joke number.
These are joke numbers. Yeah.
Intended to be payable.
Yeah.
This one of those like situations. A thing where you call the hospital and go like, can I get this an itemized form? Yeah, and then they go, right. Oh yeah, you only pay 100.
No.
Dang
this,
it.
This, yeah.
It's just more that it's for every single one of us. It's more money than we'll ever make. So it's equally useless.
Exactly. They're just lording it over you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you get your statements of debt. You arrive back at the, Lagrange Point orbiting station, and are all immediately arrested.
Well, as
was feared. it's a nice kind of arresting, though. It's like, you know, it's more like you're put up in a station hotel. More like house arrest.
They're polite about it.
I didn't know they had hotel arrest. I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, I mean, it's either they lock you in a hotel room or they lock you in the actual brig, and it, you know.
Yeah.
What's the point?
And the hotel room has HBO, so.
Yeah.
Well.
God, yes. We've got so many shows to catch up on.
It's been 14 months.
Yeah. Time passes in lockdown, but eventually you are given the choice of a corporate appointed lawyer, or you can take a public defender. Obviously you all are in massive debt, so cannot afford your own lawyer. You're probably gonna assumedly take the public defender. Not the corporate assigned lawyer to defend you from the corporation that is prosecuting you.
Was literally in aliens. HR.
Yeah.
I'm not taking the company defender here.
Yeah. The eve of the trial, though, you all are visited, by some representatives who, unlock your rooms and hand you all a credit stick and tell you to get the fuck off the station and never come back and take your stupid robot with you.
Do we have any clue who these people are?
They're probably the lawyers who were prosecuting you, or like your, you know, near higher ups. There, you recognize them. They're from...
Okay. It's not like the Jormungandr or the Lisei in human suits or something.
No. It is the corporation letting you go.
Okay.
Last minute. In the middle of the night.
Okay.
Get the fuck out.
They're scared of public opinion. We could fight this. No, we're leaving.
I don't want to do that. Yeah.
If we got out of debt and get to be fired without being like super ultra fired, let's just take it and run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ultimately, they, you wash out. You end up on the docks and looking for a new work.
Mm-hmm.
Your credit sticks actually do have nearly the full amount of your original bonus.
Okay.
So you all are pretty well off now, at least enough to, you know, tide over until you find a new job. Mm-hmm. Finding a new job will be tricky because you have a non-compete clause and, Tricont does literally everything. Mm-hmm. So finding a non-compete industry is challenging.
Wait, the miners didn't get penalized too, did they? They just like...
No, just you all.
Okay.
Cool. Well, just your crew, your whole crew.
Yeah, I just, you know, we kind of put them through that shit.
Were our debts also wiped out?
Your debts were wiped out, yes. Eventually, having some drinks with some people who are some old friends who are still in Tricont, you find out what happened.
Yes.
somebody else did jump on the same idea that Adam jumped on of salmon farming.
Woo! Damn it! They took my and they're not even compensating me for it.
You should have mailed it to yourself.
So yeah, they separately arrived at it. I mean, they didn't hear you say that. But mostly they arrived there from Oz's desperate pleas of think about the future long term.
All the same.
Don't fire us.
Yeah. Anytime I see a ship again, I'm going to start checking for recording devices.
That's sure. That's true. But actually, that idea hit me this week. I was like, oh man, that's how the corporation's going to recoup their loss.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So. I also imagine that Martell was like 10% recording device by volume.
Oh, probably, yeah. I mean, possibly. But also, that's a lot to sift through.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. Just the paranoia might be justified, but unavoidable.
So, as you all are tooling around on the docks, trying to figure out what to do, Captain Chaz tosses out the idea. Hey, should we do some salvage and recovery?
Hell yeah.
Sure.
If we pool our resources, we could get a small ship and get back out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
I'm fine with that.
And it's not like anyone else can hire us because non-compete.
Yeah, we are trouble.
Yeah.
We're not even in trouble anymore. It's just like no one wants this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Do you have a reference? Ooh, no.
I do, but you're not going to like it.
Can we list the Lisa as a reference?
Yeah. They will never pick up the phone.
Yeah.
The Lisa pressure also definitely did help.
Yes.
Do we ever get notice or evidence that there was Lisa pressure?
Probably eventually.
Through the grapevine.
Like eventually there's, eventually it does come to light. This is years down the road.
Okay.
That, Tricont is, mining living creatures. Shackling and mining living creatures.
And extra double mining the dead ones.
Yeah. Well, no, because you can't, once they're dead, they're in deep space. I mean, you can go out there and mine them. That's a really bad process. But no. The best thing to do is basically they're making, this is a horrible metaphor, space salmon veal.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So space caviar.
They went with a farming thing, but then the aggressive, destructive way.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
The unsustainable short-term profits way.
How does Space Greenpeace feel about this?
Bad.
Bad?
Bad. They're angry. But that's a different issue. They're not mad at you.
Yeah.
You didn't do anything.
So all of those selfies that Paul took with the egg to impress women at the club are completely useless.
Well, you have a few years.
They might be more useful now, because now the egg is like a in-demand luxury good.
Oh my god. Paul, and now you can go like, well, my team like saved the first one that we learned about.
Yeah.
Chicks dig that.
You said this is all years in the future though, right?
Yeah, that's way in the future before all that comes to light. I don't know if you all would learn of it before then.
Okay.
You might. Who knows? But eventually it does.
Oh yeah. So when that happens, we also find out about the Lisa.
Yeah.
Leaning on them on our behalf. Okay.
Yeah. Well, because then the Lisa are extra pissed.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Understandable.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's freelance.
But with that, you eventually return to space and further adventures.
Hooray.
Leaves it open for a sequel.
Good game, everyone. And you get to keep Campbell.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, we've just got like the fucking, we've got the egg. Or did they probably took that.
Well,
ooh.
You know what? I'm going to say, if you wanted to squirrel away the egg,
yes.
You could do it.
I wrapped it in the world's most boring items and stuffed it in my duffel bag.
I was going to say, you just put it in Demir's torso.
It's a fish. You obviously wrap it in newspapers.
Sure.
That's exactly where they'd look, though.
Well, if you put it inside the android, though, then it could really be fish and chips.
Aww. Boy.
Jesus Christ.
Jiminy.
Xeno Attribute is a Primary Attribute spinoff. It has been brought to you by the people you just heard. Visit us at primaryattribute.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. We're in those places. Mothership is by Tuesday Night Games. Logo by Adam. Editing by Wit. Thank you for listening.
With special guest star Radar the Cat as Campbell the Cat. Theme music is Igni by Scott Buckley, released under a Creative Commons 4.0 license. Check out his work at scottbuckley.com.au.
And they have
gun
am...
club. Sorry.
Sorry, I'm giving the editor lots of fun stuff to work with.
Is that the sound of you just chewing on the tape?
The servos.
Yeah.
It's immersive. Fucking imagine.